Hi everyone, this is Aoife McIntyre. I'm your host at Radiant Health Radio. It's my first episode. It's a health radio station to promote education and health education. This is free advice and free information for all my followers. I wanted to promote this because I care about people and I don't care about products. I think it's really important to get the right message across within the fitness industry and also the public sector. So, having said all that, I would like to start with my very first guest, someone who is an inspiration to me, Miss Jennifer Nicole Lee. She has just finished wrapping E! News Entertainment on her Fusion exercise program. And also, she is in the Pain and Gain film that will be out in the UK on May 5th with Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Mark Wahlberg. So, hi, Jennifer. Are you welcome to the call?
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you, Aoife, and to everyone listening. I believe in you, and this is going to be a really great podcast. And for me to kick off Aoife's first interview on her radio show, I'm excited and honored. So thank you.
You're welcome. I really wanted to invite you on the call, Jennifer, because a while ago, about 2 years ago now, you invited me into your Fusion program and gave me the gift of exercise, which has really sparked my interest in health promotion and the health education side of things. As many people know, I'm an eating disorder advisor at a leading UK university, and I really think that health promotion is very detrimental for our mental health and our physical health. So having said that, I wanted to interview Jennifer because she is the person who gave exercise to me. We're going to talk a little bit about the Fusion method. Like I said before, I don't promote products, but this is something that has worked for me. So we'll go through the Fusion method
Yes.
and talk about that. If you don't mind, Jennifer, I'll ask you questions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you so much, Aoife. When you came out to my JNO World Conference 2 years ago, you really wowed me because I saw that you were a woman on a mission to help heal and make other people healthier with proper inspiration, motivation, and information, and also education. And this is when our relationship really started to grow and deepen. And I saw that there was so much potential in you. And I'm excited to really have you showcase that, it is about doing things smarter, not harder in the health industry. Again, strong is the new skinny. I want to send a very clear message out there. There's so many women out there battling with negative body image and that they're not thin enough. They weigh too much. They feel like they are overweight and they're really not. And I'm here to help those women, especially the young girls, especially the generations of the young women coming, growing up in the shadow of that they have to be a certain body type, body image. Strong is the new skinny. Curvy is the new healthy. And this is why I really did create the JNO Fusion workout method because, Aoife, I was seeing that women were working out obsessively, maybe 2 hours a day or an hour and a half a day. And that's okay if you're running a marathon and this is something you want to do, but every day it was becoming excessive. So I created the JNO Fusion workout method, complete with a nutritional meal guide to tell you what to eat and how to eat it and what's really great for you. And then also the workouts. We are super spiking the cardio burst into the weight training. We show you how to modify. This is for beginners, intermediate, and advanced athletes. This is to awaken your inner athlete if you just started working out. This is why JNO Fusion works. This is why we have such a huge JNO Fusion following there in Great Britain, in the UK, in Ireland. I want to send a big hug out to everyone out there in Great Britain and let them know that JNO Fusion is really something that is helping a lot of people finally achieve their fitness goals. And this is why I'm just so passionate about it. Because I too struggled with how do I work out? How do I train? Am I training too much? Am I eating the right things? It's confusing. And when you step on that scale and you don't feel like you've made any gains, but you're trying so hard, it really is a frustrating feeling. So I wanted to help the fitness industry, and I'm excited that you're helping me get the word out.
Yes, exactly. I mean, you said quite a few things there, and going back to the psychology side of it and the mental health side of it, which I'm also very interested in, is that actually it's really important to note that in Therapy Today, the July 2012 issue, so any psychologists out there will understand what I'm talking about, there was an article done on the joy of exercise, and
Wow.
in it they stated that vigorous physical activity for 7 days a week actually made men more depressed. Now, this is men. They also
Wow.
said, so I mean, on that, you have to train harder, or sorry, smarter, not harder. You have to be aware, and I think that's really what you did for me, was that I thought fitness models looked good to me. They looked healthy to me. I wanted to look like one. And this is what the Fusion method has done for my body. But also, it's invigorating for my mental health, which is something that's very important to me as a mental health nurse. Also, as well, I just wanted to mention in that article, it said that 20 minutes of vigorous leisure activity up to 5 days times a week reduces depressions. So you have to be aware that, you know, this is why the Fusion Method works. It's only 30 minutes. I mean, exactly on my timer, when I do it with my interval timer, it's 26 minutes. So it proves there that this short time is actually enough for you to look like a fitness model if that's what you want to do, but also empower your mind through exercise. And I think that's really what you've given to me. And that's why I know that a lot of people might have heard my pre-podcast with Nisa. And I said that this person who I want to interview next has given me the gift of exercise and told me to find meaning in my name, which is what you did to me.
Yes.
And this is really why, I mean, I have this gift of healing and observation that I can help people. And I wanted to put out the message there that exercise is important for your mental and your physical health, plus your spiritual health, depending on how you connect with it. So training in a way that is, you know, an individual approach that is good for yourself and your mental health. So Fusion is my method. Everyone asks me, what do you do to be able to do fitness competitions? I say Fusion. That's what I do. That's what I'm trained in. I've been trained by you, Jennifer, in this at the World Conference. And I think it's really important to understand why we're doing these things and always learning about what the difference is between, say, this program and another program that may look like it, but actually could be damaging to your physical health. So
absolutely, I agree with that.
Yeah, and it's something that I really approve of. So
and let me just interject real quick. Yeah. I love the point that you said people that overtrain are actually, it's leading to depression. Mm-hmm. When you overtrain, you're actually inviting chronic fatigue into your body. You're actually inviting injury. You're actually inviting your goals to be unattainable. And also with JNL Fusion, I wanted something designed to be so efficient and effective and succinct. So busy people like you and me, busy college students, people that are 9-to-5ers, people that are working 3 jobs, real people that have families and have events to go to, that they're just not living in the gym, they can press play, get a great efficient workout, and then go on with a busy day. Efficient, effective, to the point, super spiking. And I'm so glad that you brought that up with your amazing studies and all the journals and all the papers. This is very important. And now we want working out to actually help you, not hinder you.
Yes.
And so thank you for those points, Aoife.
You're welcome. I'll just add there as well that there was a professor of exercise and sports psychology in a university that I know. Her name is Nanit Matri. I hope I'm saying that right now. I apologize to her if I'm not. But basically, she said that the body in motion has positive effects on how you feel. And what she was looking at was the endorphin levels in the brain and how they activated by physical activity. They improve confidence and self-esteem, which in turn makes you feel better about your body.
Yes.
This is exactly what Fusion's done for me. I mean, a lot of the time I was in the fitness industry. I mean, I used to do marathons, you know, I've always been active, but I never really understood what, you know, self-esteem and self-confidence meant in all this. And I see it all the time, Jennifer, in, you know, the Galaxy Girl competition that I'm doing, like women overtraining, saying that they feel like crap, that they're bloated. You have high cortisol levels in your system because you're overtraining, and you need to be aware of these reasons why different methods work. So like I said, I mean, I really think that the whole thing in Fusion is because it's very effective in 26 minutes, 30 minutes.
Absolutely.
I mean, I was a student nurse when I first started doing Fusion, and I had to, I was actually, I just qualified as a nurse, and I had to do 12 shifts, but I found 6 minutes in my day to be able to do this first thing in the morning. So, you know, it was easy for me to incorporate into my lifestyle. And that's what I think is very important. All this is that myself and yourself, we're just trying to incorporate health into people's lifestyles, whether it be through them, you know, being emotionally attached to food, and I educate them in that way, or them not knowing how to train and you educate them in that way. So I think that that message is very important in everything that we do, really.
Absolutely. And I really appreciate you making a big emphasis of that, because people are living in an unrealistic world in the fitness industry. They're equating more working out with more results. But exactly what you said there, if you're overtraining and putting undue, unnecessary stress on your body repeatedly and expecting to be healthy, it's almost as dangerous as being anorexic or suffering from bulimia, mm-hmm. because it's almost like an obsessive compulsive disorder where people really equate the more I work out, the more results I'll get. And I'm not preaching from the pulpit. I've been there too. I would be the cardio queen and do 2 hours of cardio right in the morning on an empty stomach. And I got so thin and skinny and I had no energy. I was depressed. I wasn't happy. So I know what it feels like. And I just remember thinking, healthy, being healthy and exercising is supposed to make you feel good and make you have joy and energy and stamina and endurance, not be tired. Yes. So I really had to educate myself by trial and error. And thank you so much for really bringing that all back to J&L Fusion. It does work. It works for everybody, whether you're a beginner, intermediate, advanced, whether you're a guy or a woman. And I really enjoy also knowing that you don't have to be in super great shape to start this workout. A lot of workouts out there, you almost have to be in shape to start the workouts. Yeah. But we really take you by the hand where you are. And this is why it's so empowering. You, Aoife, has such an empowering message, and for you to help heal people with their eating disorders, I commend you, and I'm just so proud to have you on our J&L Fusion Master Certified Trainer list, and to really have you as an expert, top expert in your field, helping people be their best.
Yes, thank you, Jenna, for that. And I think that, you know, what you really said there resonated with me. I mean, it just gave me kind of flashbacks into my training with J&L Fusion. Was that, you know, I've seen like Uni Green, she's our modifier. So she modified the exercises for certain people that aren't allowed to do it, but they're still part of our group. And I think that's very important, is that as a nurse, I've always looked at people and realized that not everybody is the same. There's people less fortunate than others, maybe whether it be that they have an injury and they're not able to perform at that level. So this is what Fusion incorporates. You don't have to, you know, just go hell for leather for the first, you know, 45 minutes of a workout and, you know, hurt yourself and then feel bad because you didn't achieve everything in it. It's about, you know, taking the workouts, modifying them if you have to, but just mainly about enjoying things and being self-aware and having a sense of achievement and everything, which really impacts on your mood and, you know, your anxiousness. And it just kind of gives you like this feeling of pure joy, which I've experienced through doing Fusion, and which, you know, I've learned through trial and error myself how to incorporate exercise into my lifestyle. And now I have people ask me, like, how, you know, you kind of look like a fitness model. How do you do that? Is that because you know, I'm like, no. It's literally because this fitness model has told me what to do. And she's taught me the reason behind all this and why it's actually more about mental health as well as your physical health. So, you know, everything starts in the mind. And that just having
beautiful. Said,
you know, a photographer that I know who's a massive fan of yourself, Jennifer. I'm not going to mention his name, but because I said I wouldn't mention people unless they come into my podcast. But he said to me that improvement comes from within and I think that's very important. It's actually not about, you know, manipulating your body. Exercise is supposed to be about, you know, enhancing your health. So physical, spiritual, and mental health. And I think that's that whole three number there is very, very important. People have to be really aware of that when they're going in to this. And, you know, when people join our Fusion team, like, we empower each other and lift each other up. It's a team that you're joining. It's not just, you know, another product that you have. So this is why.
Absolutely. It really is like a family. We're like a family. And I love, Aoife, that you brought that up, and tell your photographer friend a brilliant point. But it's very important that we understand that we all resonate on the same vibration of this existence, and we find each other. I really consider you as my fitness family, like my sister, because we are on the same mission to help heal the world one person at a time, giving them inspiration, motivation, letting them know that they do not have to live up to the unattainable demands that the fitness industry puts on us as women, that we are beautiful, just like what you say here on your radio channel. You know, let others be inspired how you deal with your imperfections. We are perfect in our imperfections. And don't let anyone steal your joy. I let the fitness industry steal my joy early on in my career. And I said, you know what? I'm going to really be the voice of the real people out there, like the woman that I was when I was sitting on the couch overweight with my sons, not feeling happy. And I felt like I could never be that size zero. I could never be that certain amount of body fat. I could never get down to 115 pounds again. Because if I did, I wasn't going to be happy. And it's going to be a complete struggle and challenge to exercise that much to get that small again. And I wasn't going to do it. So I really flipped it. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to let anybody steal my joy. As long as I work out enough and eat healthy and get my rest and think positive thoughts and be a positive influence on other women, that's all I can do in this industry. And I want to just leave that as my legacy and help other people understand that that's what it's all about. Don't let anyone steal your joy, and especially yourselves, ladies. You know, life is hard enough. Other people will create hell for you. Don't create hell for yourself by telling yourself you're not good enough, not thin enough, not this enough. You are. Work on your strengths, and just remember, strong is the new skinny.
Yes, exactly. And do you know, Jennifer, you're just reminding me there of an email I sent you a while back, and I said, oh God, like I should be on some sort of program for my competition. And I remember you saying back to me, being like, you're fine just the way you are. And it's fine.
Yes.
It's like, wow, actually.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm always learning as well. And like, that was something that kind of, like you said that, and all of a sudden it sort of sparked something in me. And I was like, oh yeah, I forgot. Like, I have to be okay with me, because it's not about changing kind of, you know, my body. It's about being okay with the way things are now. So, you know, if I want to work on me, I work inside first, not outside first.
And absolutely.
I think a lot of the time people are searching to like lose weight, say, and I'm kind of like, okay, well, why are you like, what's the because? You'll lose weight because you'll be happier. Why would you be happier? Why don't you just, you know, cut out that and kind of just look for exercise as, you know, that it's a positive thing to do for your health in general. And that's really, really important. And I wanted to actually quote someone, because I, in my podcast, I'm trying to make it a bit fun, Jennifer, and I think you know this already because of my podcast with Lisa, but I'm trying to leave hidden messages in my podcast for my next person. And I'll be interviewing people like, I'm quite connected with a lot of counselors, psychologists, doctors, nurses. So there's different array of people that are going to be on my podcast. I really want to interview you because you're the one who started all this for me in the fitness industry and, you know, kind of helped me inspire others. So that's why I wanted and would have been so honored for you to be my first guest. But sorry, I've gone off the point now. But back.
It's all right.
There was a poet, an English poet called John Clare. And he said something, this is a hidden message for someone now, but he said, still I have been no one's enemy but my own. And the person I'm trying to reach out to is actually someone who to me means defense. And she and I, the way our political situation is in our countries, we should actually be fighting. And we're actually the best of friends. And the two of us hold each other up and lift each other up. And, you know, she's someone who's quite well known in the fitness industry, you know her very well, Jennifer. And she really sees this message and understands all this. And these are the people that I'm trying to promote. It's the people who are actually giving off the right messages. They're not, you know, Jennifer, you don't turn around and say, do 55 minutes of this really hard, intense exercise, you're going to feel crap, but that's going to be great. That's going to be great for you. And, you
know, no.
Like, that's not what fusion is. Like, after fusion, I feel like I just came out of disco. And I'm like, yeah, okay, that was brilliant. Like, fusion's so much fun.
Yes. But the other part, absolutely. Like,
yeah, exactly. So I've done the spinning classes where I had someone shout at me for an hour and I just felt terrible afterwards. And
yes,
that's not what I want to promote. I want to promote the right message. And I really do feel like this is what, you know, the fusion method, what your company really withholds in the whole thing is that, like, you know, it's about empowerment. And that's why these, you know, the clothing line that you have, that's great, because I think I probably have everything that you have that says strong is the new skinny and believe, because they're the two messages that I believe in the most. So yeah, I just wanted to mention that, and I'm sure that person probably just picked up on my message there. So I hope that my followers kind of find this. It's just a bit of fun, guys. I just wanted to promote eating disorder awareness and also health promotion and give you guys a bit of education on why these methods work and why maybe you should try different things to see what's best for you.
Yes. Brilliant. Brilliantly put. And I just love how you said, you know, Channel Fusion is a community. It's a culture. It has its own personality, its own characteristics. I don't believe in shouting at people and belittling them and making them feel inferior. I actually want them to leave feeling uplifted, encouraged, supported, and commended, and letting them know they did an amazing job. Whatever they did, if you did 10 reps, great. If you did 30, wonderful. It's where you are. That's the whole making it fun and making it, you know, enjoyable again, yet challenging and invigorating and increase your stamina and endurance. So thank you for that point. And I love how you mentioned that with through fitness, you and your friend should be, you know, fighting politically, but no, because you guys have the same sisterhood through fitness, and I hope I played a little part in that.
Yes, definitely connect both. Then also as well, I mean, I think that your message of like real women and real results, that makes a lot of sense. And like you said, a lot of people were like to me, oh, do you need to be a fitness model to be Jane L. Fusion Master Trainer? And I was like, no, I wasn't one. I was just a nurse who took an interest and was very passionate about this exercise. So that's why I do this. And that's, you know, that this is why I attend the conferences. Like, I'm not a personal trainer. I'm not trying to be one. So I'm not doing, you know, my fusion method in that way. So, you know, it's so obviously for me, it's not all about the exercise. It's clearly about something else. And that's very important that we have, you know, we have an amazing vet as part of our JNL Fusion team. She's an amazing, you know, PhD doctor vet. And she isn't in it for the exercise. She's in it because it's this empowerment. It's this real results thing, you know. And I think that that's really important, all of this, that if you're joining our team, you're joining our team, not our product. So I think that that's very important to tell everybody right now at this stage. Because, you know, to be honest, Jennifer, I had had a few kind of questions about, you know, am I promoting this product? And I'm like, no, because to me, it's not a product. So that's
right.
Why I'm doing it.
Absolutely. And it really is a lifestyle. It's part of your lifestyle now. It's part of your energy, your positive energy. And you, as, you know, an expert in health and wellness and fitness and eating disorders and being a nurse, this is huge. And to have you really embrace this method, because it is a way of training. And no matter what, whether you people like to play tennis or golf or just a busy mom or you do marathons or whatever it is, JNL Fusion will help you become better at what you're doing, because it is functional training. It's going to strengthen all your major muscles, and including the reason why people say they believe I called the workout fusion, because we're infusing the mind, body, and spirit with the program, with the workout. So it isn't just do this workout, eat this many calories, you'll be fit. No, fusion is infused with positivity, optimism, that you can do it attitude, and just having that energy that you can't really put your finger on or describe, that really is infused into the workout. And that's why people have just become so in love with it. And it's because I created it out of my own frustrations, being a busy mom, being a busy wife, not having enough time in the day, needing maximum results in minimum time. And for me to be able just to maintain getting into the workout, because a lot of people don't have time. They don't have money. They can't get to the gym. They have to. This really solves all that, because this is why it was created for people that really deserve the right to work out.
Yeah.
But they have all those excuses. But now it's just, you know, plug in and play and you're on your way.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, you said that basically to me. I've always wanted to be an athlete. And then, you know, it was all of a sudden you, Jennifer, turning around and saying, well, you are one, Aoife. What are you talking about? You are whatever you want to be. So, you know, that really resided in me. And I kind of thought, well, you know, I really want to do this and I really want to do that. And all of a sudden I started believing that I could be an athlete and that I could look like one. And, you know, if I wanted to be a fitness model, I could. So
yes.
I think that that's a really positive message to give out to everybody. And hopefully everyone listening, this is what my podcasts are going to be about. They're going to be health education. I'm going to be saying things, guys. If you don't agree, that's fine. Please, you know, come on and tell me, come on to my Facebook and let me know, and we'll discuss the different type of things. I just want my followers to understand more information about these products out there, or about these, you know, mainly actually about the people who are promoting them, because I believe in people and I don't believe in products. So Jennifer, like you said to me that you believe me, I do believe in you and everything that you're trying to do for, you know, the average daily real women and real people out there.
Yes, absolutely. This is what we're doing it for, to just pay it forward, help people that are silently suffering in their own bodies, silently suffering in their own minds, because on the exterior, people look great or beautiful or, you know, whatever. But honestly, we're all inside just really silently suffering. And through fitness, we become freer and happier. And this is just you know, us paving that way for other people to follow.
Yes. So I know that you're a very busy woman, Jen. You've got your Pain and Gain film coming out, and the yes. E-news, I saw that. That was brilliant.
Thank you.
So I'm going to let you go now because I know you have to get back to
it. Thank you so much. And I just want to thank you, Aoife. You are an amazing woman, a beacon of light. And when we did a consultation at my last Jaina World Conference in January on South Beach, on a private veranda overlooking, you know, some of the landmarks of Miami Beach, you said, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, some ideas with my business. And I said, well, I just love your name, Aoife. And I said, you know what, that is you. And what does Aoife mean out there for everyone listening? What does it mean, Aoife?
Yeah, Aoife means radiance, which is light. Mm.
Wow. So, yes. Beautiful. That's exactly what you're doing. You're a radiant light, a beacon for people to see and to follow. And so I celebrate you, and I'm excited to have you as a Jaina Fusion Master Trainer and for, you know, everything that you do. So thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer, for mentioning that. Actually, because I'm a mental health nurse, I always think that there's meaning in madness. And I wanted to end the podcast and all my messages. So yes. I've sent out a few messages for people. And I think in the podcast I did with Nisa, I sent one out for you. I said that I'm asking you to find the whiteness and the magic in your name. And that was your message. And actually, as I said that, you had actually emailed me, which is completely coincidental. So like I said before, I mean, guys, there's a lot of hidden messages in this podcast. If it reaches out to you, please private message me, comment on the Facebook, comment on the podcast itself. I want to educate everybody. So if you have questions, please ask me, and I will start answering the questions throughout the podcast. So thank you again, Jennifer.
Thank you. And everyone listening, I believe in you. Thank you so much, Aoife. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. Bye now. See you
Thank you. Bye-bye.